Need a quick hit of Marketing Smarts inspiration? Here it is. We have lifted portions of our Marketing Smarts episodes for those of you who need a quick jolt of marketing savviness right now. Refer to the description for how to find a longer form version. And with that, here it is.
And today we're going to have a discussion around the client-agency relationship and very specifically what modern agencies should be able to provide to their clients. So gone are the days of going away and coming back with the most creative ideas ever for the client to quote-unquote buy. In the world we're in today, it's all about rich partnerships that are developed out of mutual respect on both sides and the desire to get to know each business individually. And for Anne and me, really specifically, this is how we developed our coach, train, do model so that we could accommodate client needs more effectively and in a different way than agencies have historically. It really allows us to partner and build relationships that keep our clients coming back and then over time making us more and more valuable to them.
All right, so this also requires a change on the client side. As April mentioned, now being on the client side, you shouldn't expect for you to brief your agency and then send them away and then expect them to come back with the magic bullet that's going to answer all your questions about how to save your business, how do you grow your business, how to dramatically increase your popularity, whatever it is you want to go do. The environment now is way, way too complex for this behavior. And as April always says, you know your business better than the agency does. So expecting them to get it right on their own without your guidance is just a path to frustration and actually money just burnt.
Amen. And with that, we will get into four ways companies should expect modern agencies to behave. Number one, they seek to understand the makeup and capability of your team. So we just talked about relationships, partnerships, all of those words. They are the foundation of any good business interactions. This is no different in the agency-client relationship, or at least it shouldn't be. As part of this, one of the things that you should see your agency do is look to understand the team you have in place, what their abilities are, what their roles are, and then where outages may be that they can assist with or fill in, etc. Too often in my past experience, the agency wants to blow by all that and jump right into the work of the work, which means when that happens, you're not going to get the benefit of the agency helping your team very minimally understand the role of branding and marketing, or even more than that, ways that you can get better at it as a team on the client side. It's no secret that agencies historically made their money by keeping everything a little bit of a black box, holding clients at arm's length. But in our opinion, the age of that has expired. And really, it started happening in a big way with the manifestation of so many tools that are at the hands of anyone related to brand design and marketing. So, you know, Anne always uses the analogy of if you saw a rocket being built, would you say you could be a rocket scientist? No.
That's not how I say it.
Okay, well, you do it.
If you see a rocket ship go off, would you look at it and say, oh, since I saw it go off, I know how to build a rocket?
That's a better way of saying it. You're right. That's fair. So good correction. We're actually not endorsing the idea that anyone should get in and create with those tools just because they exist. But the point here is that the world really started changing when those things became more accessible because the black box, quote unquote, started to go away when the tools were more broadly around, right? All right, so but what does this look like? So the types of things the agency should be seeking to understand are they should be asking questions about who's on the team, what levels of experience you have, what background the team has, and what really specific skills you leverage each person for. There should also be conversations about what the agency can assist with outside of doing the doing of the work. And then ultimately, what is the best use of the time and money on both sides? So where can each of you very intentionally and pragmatically work together to get to the best work? And we have several clients that we operate this way with. Recently, we worked with a local school and they had someone on their team that had been running the website and kind of cobbling it together for many years. She was not a self-professed expert, and she stated that, but knowing that and knowing that she was going to be that person moving forward, we not only rebuilt that site and did a lot of other brand associated work and training with them. But the point of this example is that we knew that she was going to be that person. However, the people who had done the previous work had not set her up for success. So when we decided which platform we were going to put the website on moving forward, we made sure that it was one that was more user-friendly, number one. We also had her alongside us throughout the building of the website so that she could learn the back end and how things were similar or different to what she had been doing before. And then our web designer actually, or web programmer, actually spent a bucket of hours with her and then had ongoing time where he could answer questions for her. So this is what we're talking about, right? So typically before, it would be that that programmer agency would maintain the website coming out of it. That was not the case here. And we empowered her to be able to do that on her own. So very specific example, but you can see where we're going with this.
Yeah, and I think that's really, really well said. And I would say from a client side, you also should be thinking about it from the other way too, and that you should be seeking to understand their team and their team members.
Fair.
Because also gone are the days where you have the account manager who's a gatekeeper to the rest of the team, right?
Yes.
So if you guys are going to collaborate on marketing and they really are intentionally trying to build your capability, you actually should have access to the people who are actually doing the work within reason. Like you
yes.
can't have unlimited access necessarily because it could cause a distraction for multiple different reasons, right? And sometimes those people need to be able to focus and they might be behind the scenes for a reason because sometimes they're not as great as handling the client side of things, right? So there might be a lot of reasons, but you should at least have visibility to the team, the team's capabilities. What is the team really good at? The team that you're meeting with who's pitching you the work should be the team you actually are working with mm-hmm. going forward, not the team who's just the pitch team and then they're going to bait and switch you onto some other team, right? So you should know what the makeup of your team is. And I think that's really, really important because if not, then what we've seen happen is it becomes like a churn and burn exercise,
yes.
right? Is that they're just trying to get through your work and trying to get through your work so they can get you on their client roster and then they can use you in order to sell more work, right? So here's where you need to take a pause, but take some time to build a relationship, understand what the partnership's going to look like, even if it's just a short-term thing. Now, that means you don't necessarily need to spend as much time building the partnership, but you can at least spend the hour or 2 hours it takes to meet the team, understand the team's capabilities, understand how you're going to work together, who's going to be talking to who, how is that communication going to funnel through, and making sure you have all those things connected.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And, you know, you made the point about you may not have direct access to some folks because it's not really in their wheelhouse to manage clients or their skill set. But if you have a really good relationship, you as the client should have visibility to the reason why.
Right.
And understand that, right? So this is what we're talking about when we say, you know, the black box and then on the other side, relationship and partnership. It's you should understand not only the makeup of the team on both sides, but then who are the best people to communicate with, to educate you on the work. Like you have accessibility is one thing, but then also who's in place for what reasons and how did they end up where they are. It's like really getting right. to understand the whole person. So to Anne's point, you know, if you don't have access to the designer and that's because that's the way X agency has done this for however many years they've been in existence, that's a problem. If it's, look, you can talk to the designer if you want, but in our experience, it makes things more complicated and we've seen clients be frustrated and that person will acknowledge that that's just not their skill. That's a totally different reason.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Still need help in growing your marketing smarts? Contact us through our website, forthright-people.com. We can help you become a savvier marketer through coaching or training you and your team or doing the work on your behalf. Please also help us grow the podcast by rating and reviewing on your player of choice and sharing with at least one person. Now, go show off your marketing smarts.